This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد. Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We firmly state with conviction that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continually remind you and advise you and myself in admonition and in command to be from those who possess taqwa, which is piety of heart, sincerity of mind and conscience, so that we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that we do, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to depart this worldly life in no other condition than willful voluntary submission to Him, Islam to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I have, my dear brothers, amma ba'd, just 20 minutes with you. And I'm supposed to talk about the eloquence of the Qur'an. And it's nearly impossible. So as I was sitting a little bit before Salat al-Maghrib, Jazallah Shaykh Mishari for his eloquent words in description of the introductions of the Qira'at, he recited the beginning of Surah Taha. And this is a surah that I teach as a course every so often. And one of the verses in this surah, I decided to make the theme of our discussion. And it's an ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Adam to be vigilant and to be on guard from the misguidance and the whisperings of the shaitan. And this really, I wish to demonstrate the balagha and the eloquence that is endowed in the whole Qur'an. We're going to look at one ayah. In fact, we're going to look at part of the ayah due to the brevity and the shortness of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after commanding the angels to prostrate to Adam, and Iblis willfully rejects Abba. Iblis, who was not an angel in species, but was an angel in conduct. So he was listed amongst the angels in his actions, but he was not of them in his species. Sometimes we look to our children and say, MashaAllah, your boy, he's like an angel. He's quiet, he's wonderful, he's intelligent, he doesn't give you trouble. Some of us, we're tested, and others look to our children and they say, A'adhana Allahu min dhalik. Allah protect us from this, right? So he was in action, one thing, but not in species. Illa Iblis Aba. The ayah we're going to look at is verse number 117 of Surah Taha, which is the 20th chapter of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْنَا. We said. Now this word begins with the fa. It's not قُلْنَا, it was said. It was فَقُلْنَا, meaning immediately when Iblis rejected, this fa is fa'u taqib. Immediacy. The moment Iblis rejected the command of Allah, he became an enemy to Adam. Even before Iblis had determined to become an enemy of Adam, Allah warns Adam. فَقُلْنَا. We said. Now you have to ask. You have to say, Brother Yahya, who is this we? Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wahidul qahar, the one who all supremacy is for Him? Why is there places in the Qur'an that are translated to mean we? Is this the royal we? How do we understand it? This is a part of our aqidah. This is the first word of the ayah. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His that, of His essence, of Himself, it is only in the singular. Only Allah. But when Allah speaks of al-af'al, the actions that He orders to be done in His name, He says we. فَقُلْنَا. We said, meaning Allah ordered the angels, Allah ordered all that was around to declare to Adam that this Iblis is your enemy. Just by Allah declaring it, everything that He governs, which is all of us, all of His creation, declares the same command. Do not ever be confused when you hear, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr." We revealed the reminder down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We means Allah ordered Jibreel, bring it down. So Jibreel fulfilling the order of Allah is part of Allah's command. So therefore separating the Qur'an, the that of Allah, the essence and the magnificence of Allah, where He speaks about His dominion and His authority, it is only for Him. But when He speaks about instructions, He includes those who He instructs as a part of His fulfillment of that desire that He has commanded, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa qulna. So we've learned two things from this first word. Ya Adam, ta'yin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifying who His instruction is. Now you have to say, Brother Yahya, Adam was alive, and his wife Hawa were alive. Yet Allah speaks to who? Alone, Adam. He doesn't say, Ya Adam wa Ya Hawa, this is your enemy. Allah chooses to put upon my brothers and I, us men, a great amana. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered an injunction upon Adam, it's actually also for who? Hawa, his wife. But Allah doesn't speak to her because Adam is going to be held accountable for himself and the one who is under his care and responsibility. This ayah, when I teach it, when we do it in more detail, it gives nightmares to the students who study it. They wake up in the middle of the night, fatashqa, fatashqa nightmare. You're going to hear and understand why shortly, inshaAllah. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ Adam, I command you, firstly, initially, alone. But a part of it, tabi' is the one who is under your care and guardianship. Remember the hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi. That on the day of judgment, Ya Abdullah, your wife will hold you by your neck. It's going to take you there. Min unuq, your neck. To her hisab. Tajurruhu ila al-hisab. She's going to pull you to her accounting. فَإِذَا سُئِلَتْ Whenever your wife is asked, why did you do this? Why did you not do this? أَجَابَ عَنْهَا Her husband has to answer for her. Huh? Tell, answer. Why didn't I pray the Asr? I was making your salad. You commanded my salad, your salad to be before the Asr. Answer. Why did you allow such it to happen? Why did you wake up for Fajr and go to the Jami' and leave me asleep? Why didn't you attempt to wake me? Why did you not teach me the Qur'an and pay for my lesson? Why did you deem it fit that you and your friends and the brothers go out and leave me at home ignorant? Why didn't you go to the jami' and take notes and come back and teach me? Why didn't you take the children with you for a day and allow me to study something that will benefit you and I, dunya and akhirah? Ajib, answer. فَقُلْنَا يَا Adam, listen to this command. إِنَّ هَذَا This individual, عَدُوٌ لَكَ Allah uses the word of عَدَى. This one, this Iblis, this shaitan, he is عَدُوٌ. عَدُوٌ means repetitive in attack. Ya'ud, he comes back and again. He never will give up. Adu, lak, wali zawjik. This is the first time you hear about his wife. So Adam, this one, this Iblis is your enemy and the enemy of your zawj. This is a beautiful word. You know that word zawj in Arabic? It means two things that are complete. But when they come together, they actually become one that is complete. So on your own, you're a complete man. On your own, on her own, she's a complete woman. But when you put them together, they're a complete pair. that are fit and come together perfect. Izdawaj al-amr. Things that are puzzled, that come together, become whole. If you see a puzzle and scattered pieces, and you put them together, you see the big picture. This is what the word zawaj means. You, my brother, your wife fills the gap in your life. You are intent to put a seal and solidify the things that she has missing. Cracks, completions. She's supposed to be the beautification of your life. You are supposed to be the cement of her life. لزوجك. لك, he's an enemy to you and to your spouse. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. Now for those of you who are studying a little bit of Arabic, Arabic grammar. Allah here spoke singular. Adam, you're one. Then he said, زوجك, singular. Two singulars. Then he said, it's almost as if they were two single. Then they became a pair. يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا, both of you together. Don't let the shaitan dissuade you individually and individually or together. فَتَشْقَى, or you alone, Adam, singular again, will be in turmoil. We begin now our discussion of that nightmare. فَتَشْقَى. You and I, you, my brother, I speak to you now. فَتَشْقَى. Because you're in the dunya and you put your hand in that brother's hand. I'm not going to marry your daughter. You put your hand with this man. And the ma'dun is sitting there. Now for you single brothers, I want you to think now. I want you to take this lesson well. And you said one word. Your whole nikah, your whole life of halal and haram. The haram became halal with what? One word. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says in the hadith narrated by Bukhari, he says, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra." Treat your women well. فَإِنَّكُمْ, because you أَخَذْتُمُهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, you took them by one word that you promised Allah. What's that one word? What's that one word you repeated? The ma'zoon, the imam, he asks you, قَبِلْتُ, do you accept? Do you accept what? Do you accept everything? Everything, brother. Ooh. Qabilt. You accept? And you say, yes. Qabilt. Allahu Akbar. All of a sudden, there is a freedom extended from the father. And now there is a obligation put around your neck. Literally, around your neck. Qabiltu. I accept that she is not just one for enjoyment, or for companionship, or for love, or for producing children, or for mothering my children, or looking after my needs. قَبِلْتُ, I accept earning a living for her. Caring for her when she's sick. Carrying her when she's down. Picking her up when she has fallen. Motivating her to iman. Enforcing upon myself the truth so that she can follow me without me requesting it. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated the beauty of this word of how to relieve this shaqa, this turmoil. Fatashqa. Literally, my dear brother, you and I, we're intent. Your whole life is meant to be vigilant and at attention for the needs of your wife. For the desires of your children. This is your purpose. Allah says, if you don't listen and you exit this Jannah, Ya Adam, when you go to heaven, down to earth, it's not her that should be obligated with hardship, it is you. فَتَشْقَى. So they were singular, then they became a pair, and then when it comes to obligation, it is single. Later on in this surah, I'm just going to give you this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا. Adam and Hawa, both of them, فَأَكَلَا, both of them ate from the tree. And after they ate from the tree, their privates were exposed. وَتَفِقَ يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ And then Allah says, وَعَصَى آدَمْ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى Adam disobeyed his Lord. Not Adam and her. Adam by himself. Adam is the one who disobeyed Allah. Even though she ate from the tree. They both ate. فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا Both of them. But in because the order was, Ya Adam, he is your enemy. Inform your wife. You will be the one who is responsible. فَتَشْقَى Do you see the subtle... You know when you read this ayah in the English translation? You don't see this. Because you have to write a 30-minute paragraph to explain this. This eloquence of this one ayah, of these verses, of those letters. When they come together, and this is just a section, it gives you a foundation of love for Allah and love for His Word. I want, because I know I have 5 minutes, I want to conclude with how to remove the shaqa. How do I make sure that yes, I'm working in the dunya, but at home I'm in serenity. Look at the words we use in our faith, in our culture as Muslims, to talk about the home life. When a brother says, Sheikh Yahya, can I visit you in your home? He says, Sakan. Inta sakin fain. You know what sakin means? It comes from sukoon. Your home, in our culture, is the abode of serenity. Outside is turmoil, shaqa. You come home to Jannah, inshaAllah. But, fatashqa. Out there, tashqa. You come home, sakin, sukoon. How do you, when you want to describe your wife, what do you say to describe your wife? In our culture, you say, Sawji, the one who makes me whole. Allahu Akbar. Hisni, my fortress. Not this brother. We'll point over here. Hisni, my fortress. Al-Muhsanat. Fortified me. You say, Marati, Imraati, my woman. She's mine. Yani, she cannot be yours. She's only mine. She describes you, she will say, you know, in English, it's a very poor language. You know, husband, when you say, he's my husband. You know what the word husband comes from? Any people know a little bit about agriculture and farming? Anyone know what husbandry is? Husbandry is the science of mating a bull with a female cow. You say, this man, he's a good husband. That's where the word comes from. One who mates is like an animal. Not in our language, we don't use this. We use zawj, hisn, harami. This is the one who everyone else is haram. She's mine. Allahu Akbar. Look at our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our Prophet ﷺ was the most loving, tender, caring, insightful man you could ever meet. If you were to ask any of his wives how he treated them, they would say, "Yani, it's the difference between heaven and earth." He was a different kind of man. And I just want to conclude with a few statements that exemplify how the Prophet ﷺ demonstrates the removal of this turmoil that is spoken of in this ayah. First, the Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا طَعِمْتْ فَأَطْعِمْهَا When you eat, eat with her. When you read translations, it says, when you eat, feed her. Like, throw some grass over that, feed honey. لَا وَاللَّهِ إِذَا طَعِمْتْ فَأَطْعِمْهَا Eat with her. When you buy clothes, get her something. You say, Brother Yahya, if you know my wife, you don't know she doesn't need me to buy nothing. She's already got all she needs. No, that's not the point. The Prophet ﷺ, his character was, he was fa'al bil khair, giving of always good. He never would enjoy something when others did not receive similar. If he received a gift, he would receive it in the house of Aisha usually. And the wives of the Prophet, you know, his other wives, they used to get jealous. Because they knew the Prophet loved Aisha so much, people when they would want to give him a gift, they'd come to the house of Aisha, come to the house of Aisha. So she would get lots of gifts. So when they complained to the Prophet, they came to Umm Salama. Ya Umm Salama, you're the eldest one, the Prophet listens to your advice, go tell him. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تؤذوني في عائشة. Why do you harm me in Aisha? People want to give the gifts there, that's her thing. That's her blessing. He was generous in that capacity. For this reason, the love of the Prophet ﷺ wa Aisha is uncomparable. You know, people have this false notion of love. You know, people sell billions of dollars of movies and books about a story of vampires and wolves falling in love. Twilight series and all this kind of nonsense. Our daughters are like, ooh, vampire loves a human. Allahu Akbar. And then you have Aisha and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here are some examples. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he and Aisha had code words for love. Aisha, one day she asked him, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Abi Dawood, Sif hubbak, describe how you, not tell me if you love me or how much, describe it. Now that's some romance stuff right there. How do you love me? So the Prophet says, كالعقد. It's like a knot that when it's tied tight cannot be released. Ooh. Allahu Akbar. The sisters in the back, they're like, where's my husband to hear this, right? عقد. So when Aisha, the Prophet would be sitting in the masjid like this, Aisha radiallahu anha, you know, she would ask from a distance or in front of the other wives, she'd say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كيف العقد اليوم? How's the knot today? No one knows what she's like. What knot? What's happening? And the Prophet said, كأول يوم ربط. It's as tight as the first day I met you. Allahu Akbar. That's some love, man. Woo. Amr ibn al-As, the Prophet, hadith in Bukhari. Amr ibn al-As, the Prophet gives him a big mission. He thinks, oh, khalas, the Prophet ﷺ loves me. Why else would he choose me and not Umar? Why else would he choose me and not Abu Bakr? So he comes in the masjid. He thinks the Prophet's going to declare it. He says, Ya Rasulullah, man tuhib? Who do you love? And the Prophet says, Aisha, what's wrong with you? Radiallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of question is that? Now could you imagine one of the brothers here saying, getting up and saying, I love my wife. Everyone like, what's wrong with this soft looking brother? Just love my wife. You don't say that kind of stuff. You don't even tell her. Telling me that. Keep that stuff to yourself, ya akhi. The Prophet says, Aisha, radiallahu anhu, Amr ibn al-As, he says, Yani, not, I know you love Aisha, laysa kadhali, walakinni as'alu an al-rijal, from the men, Yani, who do you hold in esteem? The Prophet ﷺ says, Abuha. He doesn't say Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. He says what? Her father, meaning who's on his mind? Aisha, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Aisha, and the Prophet ﷺ, that love was not just between them. People would see it. I'm going to conclude with Ali, who's married to the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ. Ali, the cousin of the Prophet, karram Allah wajha, he says, when he came home one day, he saw Fatima, radiallahu anha, fi ghafla. She doesn't know he's come home early. He's come home from a day at work, comes home early, Fatima's there to stack. She's brushing her teeth. Now, it's not the most romantic kind of posture. You come home, your wife's in the, you know, brushing her teeth. He sees her when she can't see him. He sees that moment and it enthralls him to declare his love in poetry. فَقَالَ لَهَا. When he saw her brushing her teeth, he said, يَعُودَ الْأَرَاكَ كَيْفَ أَرَاكَ. O twig of the Arab tree, the siwak, how can I see you in this embrace? How can I see you intimate with my wife? لَوْ كُنْتَ رَجُلًا لَقَتَلْتُكَ. If you were a man, I would have killed you. Whoa, that's some love, man. You come home, you see your wife brushing the dishes and you're like, man, if those dishes were a man and you were touching, I'd kill him. You will not have fatashqa. You will be in enjoyment, in happiness. Our sunnah is a sunnah of love, is a sunnah of companionship, is a sunnah of admiration and kindness. Now I know the brothers, there's a couple of frowns in the audience because you're saying, Brother Yahya, you've been hitting the brothers quite hard today. Inshallah, in the future we have something for the sisters. Alright? وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَزِدْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَحَبِيبِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم